And now, a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
I do get around.
I'd love to get see around. Tommy Lewis just strutting around. Just
what do you mean?
Throwing himself around.
You can see here every day. Every day. I'll film it.
Yeah. So I sort of have to come clean with something. I tonight from 8 p.m. I am going to be doing a different radio show, and it's going to be my radio show, and I'm going to be doing it on a different radio station.
Oh, what do you mean?
Wow.
What do you mean? What?
It's a once off. It's not a. It's
sure
not a. Hey
is.
Guys, this is my last show. Yeah. Hey,
no, so, what is it?
Hey, it was just a one night stand. It didn't mean anything.
Yeah.
No. Oh, well, it's technically like going back to an ex because up the highway in Melbourne. So Sin FM is community station.
It is Sin FM. Yeah. I was just like, are you always talking about how much you love it?
Student Youth Network is what Sin stands for, and it's the station, community station that I got my start at.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Actually started there before it was called Sin. It was called SRA, and I was there when I was 14. So was that 96, 97?
Yeah.
And then, yeah. When it sort of progressed, and from about 2000 through 2006, I was there basically that whole time. And they're doing like a 20th anniversary of when they got their full-time broadcast license, which was 2003.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
And so each day they're doing sort of shows from a certain year. And so it's been 2003 was Saturday. So tonight will be today is 2006 day. And we were there in 2006. So they gave us the night slot.
Loggy and I will allow this under one condition.
What?
That you get the recordings of you as like 14-year-old.
Oh, yeah, they're around Lewis. Somewhere. My mate Chris, he's got them somewhere. He's got CDs, he reckons.
Can you come with them tomorrow?
Please.
I've got some photos that he's going to.
Oh, yes.
He's going to, like, scan them in, he reckons, so they're in higher resolution. But there's a photo of three photos. I'm only in the two close-ups, I think.
Can I also, just before I have a look at these photos, can I guess the vibe of your show?
Yes.
Was it like, emo, punk, very kind of, like, screamer music? And it's like, these are the songs this hour that'll get you revved up for life, yeah.
Not
really down for life.
Yeah.
Okay.
More like that. No, it was. It was punk hardcore requests and... It was called Too Cool for School. And
oh, my God. Look at you, you beautiful Marshalotte. Look at your beautiful curls. I'm guessing, is that you?
Yeah, that's me.
Okay, that's
me with curly brown hair, long curly brown hair.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. And you're throwing like a cool devil's horn.
Yeah, shuckery
so I think that's
thing.
That's what, 19 years ago. So I would have been, 21. So.
I want recordings.
Oh, my God.
You
okay.
Actually on air. Dishing out the gold.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'll get some. I'll bring some back. Yeah, that's a leather wristband with spikes on it.
And that's making a comeback. So if you still have that, mate. And he's also got those PVC like black bands that one would wear around the neck. He's folded it over twice and wearing that around his wrist as well. Mm. Very cool.
You know how we talk often about this being a safe space for us? When you play those recordings, the safety goes out the window.
All bets are off. All bets are off. Okay, that's fine.
I'm so excited for you.
If anybody's into punk, hardcore, that kind of, especially the greatest ever era of music, which is like very late 90s through to late noughties. God, what a window of music that was. If you're into that stuff, I would never say don't listen to K-Rock, but 90.7 between 8 and 10 tonight.
2 hours.
You have my permission to not listen to K-Rock and instead listen to Tom and Chris, Too Cool for School. The 20th anniversary edition of the show. And I will be back tomorrow morning, even though I'll be home at about bloody 11:30 tonight.
Want more of that gear? Just tune in weekdays from 6 on K-Rock 955 or at krock.com.au. That's where you go for more Tom, Lingy and Loggy Gold.
Loggy, how many group chats are you in?
Tom.
Oh, don't start.
Right, so
roughly.
We've got
no,
so the big
we don't,
ones are, okay. Well,
no,
we don't
lots.
Know.
Say lots and let's move
lots.
On with our
you?
Lots.
You? Lots?
Yep. Yep.
Me? Lots. Mm. Ling family.
In what way?
Ling family. Dodds family.
Via email?
No, WhatsApp usually.
Okay.
WhatsApp?
See, I don't even have WhatsApp.
Don't you?
No.
Nah.
What's your group chats in? Just text
messenger.
Messenger and text.
Yeah, or Insta even. Yeah.
Okay. So across a variety of platforms, you have to keep up with family chats, school friend chats, uni friend chats, sporting friend chats. Mm-hmm. Whatever it might be. Oh, NFL fantasy chats for me.
Weird that I would have a sporting chat.
Yeah. Well, finally, because I've felt this for years, mind you. Finally, about a week ago, this guy's daughter's posted online. It's gone viral because it's very, very funny.
Yeah.
A dad has sent a message back to his daughters, to the family group chat, once and for all, saying something that I wish I could say to my family, Dodsy's family,
yeah,
all of my footy mates, all of my schoolmates, all of my everyone. Mm.
Grumpy old man incoming. Yeah.
That's absolutely correct. It's gold by him, though. He put it perfectly. So polite, so nice. He says, I can't keep up with the pressure of always having to lol or like or heart everyone's random thoughts, pics and amusements. For all future texts, I love them, laugh at them, or like them. Unless it's bad, then I dislike them. In perpetuity, I can't live with this pressure. I'm out.
Just a blanket response.
Okay.
Spot on, you random, I don't even know your name, dad.
Yeah.
I am with you all the way. Can I send that out to all the people that I know? I love what you're doing. I love the photos. I love this. I love that. But it's just too much.
Mm.
You're giving me no support.
I give that a passive-aggressive thumbs up.
Yeah. If you leave me on red, it's not going to be good for you.
Yeah. There's etiquette to it, mate.
There's etiquette.
Yeah.
You know, we're not expecting a lot from you. Tom and I know this.
Mm.
We'll send a funny photo, and then me and him will go back and forth for 10 minutes.
Mm.
And then you'll come in and go, huh?
Or loves a laughing emoji, just three laughing emojis and then dips.
Like you were already giving the bare minimum.
Yes.
If you take that away,
I appreciate
you might as well just leave the show.
On the holiday, you sent through the picture of me that had appeared in Women's Weekly and then gave me the scene from Point Break with the Noe Bells is bigger than Wire Mayor, bro.
Yeah.
I liked it. It was funny. It was good.
Yeah.
But did I need to have to send that back to you saying, haha, that was funny.
Well, it's the least you could really bloody do.
I know,
you put
time.
In a lot of effort.
Thank you, Tom.
I mean, the least you could do is not send it to me in the first place.
Okay.
All right, I'm picking up a vibe here, and I feel like maybe the group chat just becomes a chat between you and
100%.
I now.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
But we're doing a bit of a phone poll, mate.
We are. We certainly are, because you essentially were accidentally sent a RoboVac that had been bought by someone off eBay and lost by Australia Post, and you saw that whole process through, and you made sure this woman in Port Augusta in South Australia, who you'd never met before, got her RoboVac eventually.
Yeah, exactly. It's just what people do.
Well, you assume that's what people do.
Yeah.
As we found out, Tom wouldn't have done it.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't have done it.
No.
And we feel that we're more in the majority with this decision-making process. So we thought we'd go to the phones to understand what the community feels about this type of thing.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's start with Renato from Torquay. Morning. What say you, Renato? Would you have returned the vacuum or just put it out in the nature strip as Tom would have done in Lingy?
I think, Loggy, the world needs more people like you. Honestly, we're so self-absorbed that people don't take the time to do these nice things. And I agree. I think the more that we do it, the more it comes back and the payback comes back.
Thank you, Renato.
Beautiful words.
Such
but
beautiful
would you
words.
Have done it?
Yes, I would have.
Ah,
okay.
Good. Good question, Lingy, because I thought maybe he's just like, we need more people like you.
Yeah.
Because I wouldn't do it.
All right, Andy's in Belmont. Morning, Andy.
Morning, mate. How you going?
Yeah, good, thanks. Are you like Log and going to see it through, or would you do what Lingy and I would do, which is probably put it in a box in the shed or something and never think about it again?
Yeah, look, I think at best, and this is at best, I'd open it up and go, this is a dirty, stinking old vacuum. It's not mine. It's clearly got someone else's name on it. I think at best, I would maybe take it back down to Australia Post and go, this is typical of you guys, but this isn't mine. Leave it there.
Okay.
Right, you deal with it. I don't mind that. The old deflection.
Yeah, the deflection.
Do you know what? There is a bit of effort involved there too because he's had to go back to the post office.
So I'm going to give, obviously, the first one to Log. Mm-hmm. That's a half that one. That's sort of a split down the middle. Because he's not exactly seeing it through, but at least a little bit of effort it required.
The problem with that one is that it had your details on the outside of the box,
yes,
right?
Yes, it did. It had a sticker with my name and address on it.
Yeah.
And no one's got any idea why.
Yeah.
Okay. Which is crazy to me. Mel, in Newtown, you might have a different perspective. Let's see. What would you return it or not?
I'd 100% send it back, Loggy. I'm with you. We had 3 box loads of wine delivered to our house, our name and everything, wrong phone number, and I knew it wasn't ours. And I was like, yeah, this would be great. Keep the wine. No. I'm like you, Loggy. I would hope that other people would do the same. So I called the phone number and said, we've got your wine. Come and pick it up.
Oh, God. Mal. Good on you, Mal.
Well done. I would have been halfway through the first bottle before.
Well, yeah.
Did they say to you, hey, keep a box for yourself for being so nice?
Well, no, they didn't. Mm. So, you know.
That's what it gets you.
No good deed. No good deed, hey?
No, that's right. That's right. There's karma for you right there. All right, Tanya in lovely Bangs, Cuckoo Seashore Press, to wrap this up for us, mate.
I just want one thing clarified. Where did it come from the beginning to come to you?
So there was a box that was sent to the Iconic Distribution Centre.
Mm.
It had the vacuum inside and it had my name and address on the top of it. And it looked like it was sent from the Iconic to me, but they had no idea what it, they opened it up. They're like, well, we don't sell secondhand dart-smelling robo-bags.
Yeah.
We'll send it back to you. So it was a weird, we have no idea. We have no idea what happened.
Okay. Would have gone in the bin.
Yep. All right. I'm taking that one. That's a point for us. Want more of that gear? Just tune in weekdays from 6 on KROQ 955 or at krock.com.au.
That's where you go for more Tom Lingy and Loggy Gold. I have been gearing up for a big year and some goals I've got ahead. And one of those is to just dominate a few of the segments here on K-Rock.
A few of the competitions between
us.
Yeah,
I mean, Fun Fact Friday, not one of them. That's Tom's arena.
Okay.
You know.
But guess the year, Thursday? Thursday
lyrical,
base game?
See, lyrical, I was going to go with lyrical headlines first, you know. I wasn't going to give away the source.
Oh,
and you've
because,
just done
that. Well, given we spoke about guess the year just before that
great
song.
Padding, guys. Yep. Okay. Guess the year. It is time for Geelong, the Surf Coast, to the Bellarine's favourite Tuesday base game. Talk about guess the year. We need to have a bit of practice on that padding thing, I think, guys. You've certainly done better work.
Okay, sorry.
No, that's fine. The main thing is you're
feeling
the time.
Can I just say I'm actually really gold at it. Maybe someone else needs a little bit.
Ooh, okay. Shots fired.
When Tom and Loggy unite, they pick on Lingy.
Hey, I'm not picking on anyone.
You lasted one day. You told me yesterday you were going to be nice to me all year.
I'm being nice to you. I'm just trying to wig you out ahead of guess the year.
See, this is better padding, guys, but we don't need the padding now
because
we're here.
Okay,
we're ready to go.
Guess the year.
Okay.
We will hear a piece of audio. We have to guess what year it was released, and then it's the closest to without going over in the traditional Price is Right fashion.
Love you, Larry.
And it's the best out of 3, I'll range more. Okay. And our names are our buzzers.
Who needs the work now?
We write them down. You've missed.
Sorry.
You've got. See?
I know. I was trying to help you.
No, I appreciate that. Just don't try.
Yeah.
We write it down on a piece of paper, we reveal on 3.
Yes.
You've got 2 games confused there.
Okay, I'm ready.
Does anybody at home know what's going on? Because I sure don't.
Okay.
So here we go. Question number 1. Let's have a listen to this song and guess what year it came out.
I think this fits right your wheelhouse, Tom.
I was literally talking off air about Linkin Park this morning. Okay.
Having a guess.
I'm having a guess too, but I'm worried Tom's going to hate
Does the
you.
Song, the question I have for you is, does the song come out before the album and are they different years?
Oh, wow.
And does the remix count?
No, absolutely not. All right, have we all written something down?
Yes.
3, 2, 1, the year
2000. 2001.
Well, 2000, 2001 and 2003.
I
Here we go.
Was,
The year was 2000.
Oh, Go, Tom.
I was definitely doing a bit of Linkin Park research yesterday for a different radio show that I'm involved with from 8 o'clock tonight on 90.7 Community Radio CineFM. Okay. Question number two.
Okay, I think I remember the sign.
Mighty Mighty. I was still at school.
So was I. I saw these guys a big day out.
I went to the podiatrist and I was really upset with Mum. Didn't want to get in the car with her on the way home because she told him that I used to bite my toenails. And I was really embarrassed.
And that's unrelated to that song.
No, it's exact. And that's when that song was
and
out.
And they've just told us all that.
Oh, I don't care. I'm flexible.
That was a great big day out. Prodigy. Boss Tones, Fear Factory, amazing. Okay, everybody written something down?
Yeah.
3, 2, 1.
1997.
Seven, seven, six. Here we go.
The year was 1997.
Well done. So they cancel each other out.
Yeah, two for Tommy, one for me.
Two dings there, one for each of us. Okay.
Nice.
2, 1. None.
None.
If you want to get involved at all,
yes.
Log.
Yep. I'm ready.
Okay. Here we go.
2023 goals. Remember.
I shouldn't have given you so much airtime to pad.
I know.
Because you'll always dig yourself a hole. Here we go. Question number three. Do you feel my heart
beating? Do you understand? We don't need the lyric. Yeah.
Nah.
No, go on, sing. Am I only not you.
So, okay.
Okay. Eternal Flame. The Bangles?
Yes.
Yep. Who? Fun fact, and I love every time they come up, I roll this out. They started their life as a band called the Supersonic Bangs.
I like that way more.
Much better
name. Yeah.
But weirdly, once they dropped the Supersonic bit, they became famous.
She just kept the bangs.
I'm
Eternal Flame.
I mean, I know the song so well, but I'm going to be way off with this.
I'm going to have a go. All right. 3, 2, 1.
1983.
I've got 88.
3, 6, 8. Here we go. Let's find out.
The year was 1989.
Oh.
Who's 88.
88.
Ah, oh, that's a lingy. All right, now.
2-2, none.
Yes.
All right, so
here's the tiebreaker. I'm just going to sit it out as to not mess things up.
Yeah. Okay, thank you.
Like you've been doing.
Let's have more of that, actually. Thank you. So this is question number four. Here we go. Catch me in your city, somewhere out in your hood. Just say, smile for me, girl. What you looking at? Come on. Let
me see your grill. Let me see my what? You don't have to fully sit it out, Log. Give me some hints.
I don't even know this song.
Come on. Thank you. I'm glad you said it. I don't know it either.
Oh, it's Nelly Grill. Yeah?
Uh-huh.
All right.
What was going on in your life around this stage?
Oh, a lot of fun things.
Were you interstate or were you in Victoria?
Do you know what? I'll admit, that one actually sums me on the year.
Oh, no. I'm going to have a guess. Okay. All right, you just have a guess too, mate.
Got it.
Go something 70s. 3, 2, 1, 2001. I reckon I might have this.
All right. You might be wrong.
The year was 2006.
Lewis win.
Closest to without going over.
Well done.
Hey, you laughed at me. You were 5 years off. I was only 7 years off.
Yeah.
I know maths too. Good job, guys. 3 for 2.
Well done,
that was a hard fought round.
Well done.
Good.
Well done.
Okay, guess the year returns next week.
KROQ.com.au. That's where you go for more Tom Lingy and Loggy Gold.
We got a concerning message yesterday. With no other extra info, it involved a billboard that our good friend Cameron Ling is on. He features heavily on this billboard. He's not just some background guy. He's the main guy.
It's with his secret second family.
Exactly. Now, if you're wondering where Ling is, he has taken this part of the morning off to go and walk his beautiful son to school.
From his real family.
From his real family.
From his first family.
We're talking about his fake family now.
Mm.
The billboard in Ocean Grove, in Oakdean Estate, someone has defaced.
Yeah, so I believe there's multiple billboards. One of them he's had defaced, and in doing so, they've taken it appears to be a white sort of paint or something like that to draw an appendage of the sort of male
variety. Yeah,
and waxed
quite
that,
aggressive.
Waxed that on his cheek there.
Yeah,
mm.
And as we explained it yesterday, it's kind of like when you fall asleep at a party.
Yeah.
And then you wake up. That's the vibe
that
they're
playing. It's a great way to describe it.
Thank you. The photo is up on our socials if you want to see it.
Mm.
And we tried to remedy this yesterday because we thought, you know what? We're just going to stand by And let that happen to one of our very own.
Well, that's right. First, we confirmed it. Mm. We spoke to a couple of people.
Yes.
And they said, yes, indeed. It's at the bottom of Empress there, and you can see it as you drive through. It's quite obvious. Mm-hmm. So we confirmed that it was there, and as you say, we got the photos. And then we thought, well, what's the next step? When you've got graffiti, you need to sort of report it and get it taken down. Mm-hmm. Usually they'll paint over it. Can't really paint over it when it's on a billboard.
Exactly. It's not like a bare wall, you know. So we discovered the graffiti hotline.
Yeah.
Okay. It's a council hotline.
Mm-hmm.
And we called there and we spoke to a lovely guy.
That's right. And he was really good. And whilst he couldn't come on the radio, he did take down the details of our report.
Mm-hmm.
And basically the bottom line is, if it's on private property, they will contact the owner of the property and alert them. And then I guess the owner of the property has to deal with it.
Yeah.
Or if it's on council land, then they'll just send their team out there to sort it out.
Mm.
Again, not sure how they're going to sort it out because it's on his face on a billboard.
Yes. And I mean, you don't, I guess it's like, remember that chick that had to recreate the artwork? It was like a Mona Lisa looking style thing in some Italican?
Go on. Is that a font? That's a Microsoft Word 97 font.
I was going to say it's some Italian basilica or something.
Yeah, right.
Italican.
Italican basilica. So, yeah, okay.
You know, and she was redoing the artwork and she did it so poorly.
Oh, that's right.
Do you remember that?
Yeah.
We don't want that.
No.
We need his beautiful face to remain intact.
That's right. So we need
that's a million-dollar face.
Idea.
Mm.
Can we go to sort of pop into Westfield after the show?
Yes.
Go to Mecca.
Okay.
You'll have to go in because every time I go in there, I'm like a pigeon flying into windows.
Yeah,
like,
I know. And it's, yeah.
Ah, ah, ah. It's a mirror, it's a mirror, it's a mirror, it's a mirror. How do I get out?
Yeah.
But if we go in there, stock up on some foundation.
Yeah.
Drive out to OG.
Yes.
Get up on that billboard and just, you know, sort of kind of do a bit of a cover up.
Concealer.
Whatever.
Or other idea.
Yeah.
We start taking tours. If you want to come on the bus trip.
Like Beverly Hills. Sort of take you past.
The famous
houses, the houses of the famous people that live in OG. So we'll go past your place.
No, we won't.
And then
Sam
we'll go,
Hansen?
Oh, yeah, we'll go past your place, jam pants on, and then also we'll go past the billboard.
Past the billboard.
I'd pay to see that.
$70. Get around it. Give us a call now.
All right, so what we need people to do... is just keep an eye on this member on the billboard.
And if any more come up, don't get any ideas either.
Oh, no, we're not encouraging people to go out and sort of do any sort of spree or of any sort of illegal activity. No. Oh, God, no. But what we will say is if you see more, let us know.
Mm.
And if you see them, get rid of the billboard because we'll be watching.
Oh, we'll be watching.
But we can't watch all the time. No. So if you drive past and you see that the dong is gone, then get on the phone and let us know.
But we've just got Karen on the phone here from Clifton Springs. Good morning, Karen.
Morning. How are you?
Yeah, good. Thanks, mate. Have you seen the billboard yourself?
No, I haven't.
Okay.
But you've got a helping hand for possibly us or the council, don't you?
Yes.
What's your tip?
The guy I used to work with works for the council.
Mm.
And they use AeroGuard to take it off signs and windows and stuff like that, to spray it on, leave it on for a second or so, and then wipe it off.
Right.
Okay, so because our concern is it's not like a fence that you can just sort of repaint.
Yeah.
So we were talking about maybe sort of getting some sort of concealer or some foundation from a makeup shop and getting up there on the billboard and sort of spreading that out. But you reckon we can get the paint off without damaging the actual billboard itself?
Is the billboard just a metal sign?
Unsure.
Look, you know what, Karen? We'll do it and we're going to blame it on you. If the council come for us, then it's all your fault, all right?
Okay, that's cool. I don't mind.
You're a good woman.
Tom, Lingy and Rocky. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime? And listen on air at KROQ 955, weekday mornings from 6.